Lee, can I ask you about Carlton on field?
Mm-hmm.
When you're watching Patrick Cripps now, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking I can't believe how badly he's aged. 2 years ago, he won a lot of the awards, but he won the Players Association Award, and he was close enough to the best player in the game, and that was 2 years ago. So he was 24 then, 2019. He's now turned 26. Like, he looks like a player who can't really... He's never had much of a leap, I suppose. But he just looks like he's lost his mobility and agility. And he's still probably got his strength, but he just doesn't move the same as he did 2 years ago. So, therefore, he's become like a journeyman. I mean, he was the best player of the game. Now, I don't think he'd be in the All-Australian squad, for instance. So, he's just aged so badly. Now, what's happened that I don't know about... Well, that you don't know what you don't know. All I know is when I see him now, he is such a different football athlete than he was 2 years ago.
Are you surprised then, Lee, thinking about that he's been given a six-year deal by the club?
Well, yeah, right now. But, I mean, the six-year deal was a couple of months ago. I mean, this has sort of been a gradual degeneration. I mean, that's what my eyes tell me, Jared and Sam. I mean, you watch him too. But yeah. that's my look of him. And it's more of it as a football athlete. He's aged badly from 24 to 26. Now, he might have had injuries that we're not aware of. I don't know. All I know is that's the basic look. Doesn't mean he's still not a good player, but he's not the match-winning gun player that he was a couple of years ago.
Wally's been waiting on the line from Wonthaggi. Wally from Wonthaggi, welcome.
G'day, fellas. I've just got a quick one for you. What's the purpose of having the 10-metre goal square these days?
It's a good question, point. Lee. What do you think, Lee?
I tell you what the main one is. This is what I use it for. Whenever there is a disputed 15-metre mark distance, I quickly look at the goal scale and say, okay, it's 1.5 of them. Yeah. That gives me my sort of little bit of my benchmark for what is 15 metres. But Wally, as Wally just said, no one. It doesn't really mean. Well, if you take a mark within the goal square, you kick it from straight in front, I suppose.
That's the main reason.
That's the only thing.
Would you change it back, Lee?
Change it back to what?
As in, you kick the ball from outside of the square for a point.
No, I'm happy enough with the scoring. Say, okay, if you mark it in the goal square, you make it straight in front. Because really, you mark it sort of like a foot inside the goal post, for instance, on the goal line. You want to create an acute angle. So, no, I'm happy with that one, Jared.